please listen carefully.
Hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Each and every one of those days, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on this 102nd day of working
March.
From home.
No, not March.
Yeah, the 102nd day of March. Yeah, 102nd day of working from home. We have decided to record from our living rooms, bedrooms, and home offices in order to share these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy, garden-worthy podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020.
Yeah.
So, Christy, we had a garden article go viral yesterday.
Oh, good. The clover?
Yes, indeed. The why a clover lawn is better than a grass lawn. And I briefly referenced that in yesterday's podcast, but it is a great story and it got picked up somewhere and we love it. And I think some of you know this, but I have a cat named Clover and I consider him kind of my good luck cat. So we're all about clover today here at the Optimist Daily. Good luck, green gardening, lots of good stuff. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I feel good. We had another dance party last night, so I got my exercise in, and I loved it.
What music is it in particular?
Oh, well, there's many. Last night, the song list included Old Town Road, Dancing Queen from ABBA. What else did we dance to? I don't know, random things, but very energetic. I'm still trying to figure out how to move my body in reference to the television, you know, but I look like a complete spaz, I'm sure, and I lost every single challenge, plus I kept logging myself out because I'm using my cell phone as my hand device, and if you touch the screen in the wrong way, I guess it logs you out, I don't know, I'm still learning, I'm on a learning curve, I was the worst one in my house, but it doesn't matter because I had so much fun. It was a good half hour of dancing.
Good. I'm glad. I did not do my HIIT workout yesterday, but I'm thinking Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays are going to be my 3-day-a-week HIIT workouts. But I did go for a great long walk with Brennan. She is just so excited to see every dog, and her favorite word is pup-pup. And so we sit on the walks, and I have a very dog-friendly neighborhood, and she's just shouting pup-pup left and right. And I can't wait for her to see Tucker again. We need to come up with some way for them to greet one another again.
At some point. I had a dream last night that I was being told just to disconnect from the world for 2 years and then it'll be all fine. And I was like, no, I can't do that. You know,
that was in my nightmares, I guess. That would be brutal. I actually had a dream last night that the coronavirus was actually made us all zombies. So I had a zombie apocalypse coronavirus dream last night. And I was quite pleased to wake up this morning and instead read the Optimist Daily and positive solutions oriented news as opposed to the crazy things that are in my head. Let's switch gears from you disconnecting from the world for 2 years and me running from zombies. And instead, what headline got you going this morning?
There was actually quite a few that I was trying to decide between. It was very hard for me. And the one I chose to talk about is actually the story with the headline, Prague will soon be home to the first floating 3D printed house. And I'm not sure if it's arts or architecture, but I love this story. We've written a lot about 3D printing and 3D printed homes as a way to reduce the costs and reduce the waste in construction. So this is really interesting. And the thing that's unique about this one, it is a floating 3D printed house. And the reason that I had to highlight it is because its final destination will be Prague's Vltava River, which is the main river that goes through the city of Prague. And I grew up sailing around the world on a sailing yacht called Vltava, which was...
Really?
Yes. So I had to bring this one out. The boat I grew up on was a wooden-hulled schooner that was originally built by a Czechoslovakian immigrant to the United States. We bought just the hull from him when I was a little kid. This was my family's project, and then finished it out, and then we sailed around the world on it a couple times.
Oh, how cool. Well, one of my favorite places on earth is the Charles Bridge in Prague. I have a painting of it in my bedroom, actually. It's a very neat story. I love that. And I love the idea of growing up on a boat. I have this journal. Christy and I both use the Law of Attraction Planner, which is a journal slash planner. And in it, you write 50 goals. I use the July to July calendar. I don't start my calendars in January. And I use the academic one. So I'm in the process of writing out my 50 goals for the year. And I really would love to live on a boat for a while, even if it was just for 6 months, maybe while we're disconnecting from the world.
Okay. Well, if you want to join me in my new obsession, one of the shows that I'm watching obsessively, it's called Below Decks. And it's a really campy reality series about the yachting world and the crew members, like the below decks on these mega yachts in Europe and Tahiti. And it's so fun to watch. It's very addictive.
I love that recommendation. I think I've told you, but when I watch TV, I pretty much get my TV time once Brennan's gone to sleep and I'm hanging out in our room with her. And so I have my little book light and I put TV on and I have to have it on mute. So I'm reading the subtitles and I think I must be getting old or something, but the subtitles are so tiny and I need them to be about three times bigger. So hopefully Below Deck will have great big subtitles so I can read it while watching TV.
It doesn't take much to follow what's going on. It's not about what they're saying. It's more about the expressions and the all the cattiness between the stewardesses, the romances, and it's pretty hilarious.
So we've gone optimistically wildly off course this morning, but I will get back to our top headlines today.
What's your story today, Summers?
Well, I love this story. I have a former student who is a team member at Netflix, Zainab Bahmani. I follow her on LinkedIn, and she has been sharing these amazing stories about the work that Netflix is doing in inclusion, diversity, and representation. And for many of you guys, if you are on Netflix, you see now that they are on the home screen encouraging diverse representation and content. In addition to that, the headline reads, the founder of Netflix just donated $120 million to Black colleges. Netflix founder Reed Hastings and his wife Patty Quillen put forth $120 million to invest in America's historically Black colleges, including Morehouse and Spelman, and another $40 million going to the United Negro College Fund. I am so impressed with the response Netflix has had in diversity, and we really are looking to them as guides on how to ensure we are finding more Black voices and more diverse representation for the Optimist Daily. And I am just incredibly impressed to see the founders themselves stand up and, you know, it's that action, not tweets behavior. And I am really, really impressed by this and inspired by it. I really look forward, Christy, to you and I becoming someday incredibly prominent impact investors ourselves, because I love seeing this kind of thing being done. And it's what I really hope to be able to do as we grow Optimist Daily and as we inspire and empower more people.
Well, and on that note, the other story that I almost chose was the headline about the nonprofit teaching former felons digital media to boost job prospects. And the intersectionality on this with race and racism in America is there, even though felons come in all colors and creeds and genders, you know, but the fact that we have such a punitive justice system is a real problem for many, many people in this world and many communities, particularly communities of color. So the Second Chance Studios, which is what this article features, is an opportunity for folks who are released from prison to actually get gainfully employed in not just low-level jobs, but jobs that have a real growth possibility, a real career type of possibility. And I think this is a great story. I love Second Chance Studios, and I celebrate what they're doing. And this one's a little more close to the ground as opposed to Netflix, which is this massive, massive corporation. Yeah. So I think it's important for us to look for good stories coming both from these massive corporations, but also what are smaller community groups, what are smaller companies doing? Because most of our world, I think, is really driven from the bottom up. And I love celebrating that kind of.
Yeah, well, and that speaks to what is going to be part of the Optimist View this weekend, which we are really focusing on social entrepreneurship and that social entrepreneurship change can come from the ground up. And as social entrepreneurs at the Optimist Daily, we are building change from the ground up here. And it's really exciting. So I know you and Amelia and Vlad are all working very hard on this weekend's View, and I'm looking forward to reading it. If you are an emissary on the Optimist Daily, you will receive that in your inbox Sunday morning. So it is a great way to start your week.
And we have some other great stories on today's headlines. There's a shop in Los Angeles that's curating only sustainable clothing and fashion accessories. And that is also a business which is owned by a Black woman, which is also really nice to see. Scientists working from home have discovered 9 new species of insects because they've just been looking in their backyard.
I think I have found 9 new species of insects that I didn't know in my garden because I spend so much time looking at them these days.
Major League Baseball, there's an organist who's moving his show from Fenway Park to the world of live stream. I love that. I've been seeing a lot of discussion these days about our sports can reopen, and a lot of people really want it to happen, but it's really going to be a challenge if we're really going to go back to that. I saw that Djokovic, how do you pronounce his name, Summers? The tennis player has now tested positive for coronavirus. And some people in the NBA are testing positive, even though they're planning to reopen in Florida right now. So that might jeopardize their soccer or football has started at the Premier League in Europe, but to stadiums with no people in them. So right. It's a very interesting time in the sports world.
Well, and, you know, sports is something that rallies us and brings us together and gives us common joy and that common collective competitiveness. And it's hard that it is missing. So I think they're being really innovative. I've actually been very impressed by NASCAR and what NASCAR mm-hmm. has done and their decisions, certainly on the social justice front. But also they, I think, along with MotoGP, were the first to start virtual races. So people were watching them at home. And I think we can't lose those collective experiences as a society, but they will just be re-envisioned.
Along those lines, Summers, some of the players from different football leagues in Europe have been playing on FIFA, which is a home game on PS4. And my husband's really into playing FIFA, so he's been playing even against some of the professional soccer players.
That's great. Well, other things that get re-envisioned as we have now entered summer, there's a great article about adding sweetness to your grill with amazing fruits. So if you are getting that farm to fridge, pop it on the grill. I know we've got some pineapple on the way. Great article for those ocean lovers, mermaids alike. Scientists are making huge progress in mapping the ocean floor. What's beautiful about this article is you really can see the tectonic plates. It's just a gorgeous story and very inspiring. And I think the last one that is on here is actually that the Vatican is encouraging divestment from fossil fuels. We know that there is a lot that the Vatican can do better and differently, but this is really wonderful for us to see at least this step and encouraging a divestment from fossil fuels because we need to protect our environment. So great stories. It was a fun read this morning. I know yesterday I was all over the place because I was so tired. But I am feeling empowered, inspired, and optimistic today for sure, Christy. Thank you for joining me this morning for the Optimist Daily Update.
We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And as always, dear, wonderful, optimistic, powerful friends, we need your help. So please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com and support reader-funded independent journalism. Christy, I will tell you that we have had our fastest growing day of emissary. Sunday was our fastest day of emissary growth ever. And we are just adding emissaries because people are joining the movement and joining the community. And we're seeing our Facebook group, the Optimist Daily Emissaries, starting to get really active. Lots of people joining it. It's a great place to have a conversation. We're going to begin curating that. And it's just really fun. It's fun to see all of these people sort of joining in the message and joining in the story. And I continue to love doing this work with you and with everyone on the team. So thanks, guys. I hope you all have a great day. Stay optimistic.
Thanks so much, Summers. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.